What kind of church are you?
Strong local church.
And you're a chapter of Acts church.
Yes, we are a chapter of Acts church.
We're part of the church of the book of Acts.
Yes,
it never ended.
That's right.
It began in the book of Acts.
Yes.
We're just a later generation of the same church.
Amen.
Say the same church.
Same church.
So why would it be any different for us?
Right.
It wouldn't. We think it is. Now it's all about, you know, rock and roll music in church. Yes, it is. No, it's not. How much rock and roll music was in the church in that day? And I think we get in trouble when we put too much emphasis on the music, where the emphasis is supposed to be where? On the Word and the Holy Ghost. Right?
Hallelujah.
So really, our music should have the Word and the Holy Ghost involved in it. I've been in churches and services where there wasn't any music and the Holy Ghost moved twice as strong as some, where they're trying to work something up in music all night long. I mean, I'm not getting on anybody. Maybe I am, I don't know. But that the point is, we need to put the emphasis where the emphasis is due if we're going to be a strong local church that knows how to move in the Spirit. Or if we're going to be a Acts church. Is this right?
Yes.
And so who gets to change?
We do.
We do. Because he's not going to change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, if you want to walk with him, guess who changes? I've changed a lot, and I intend to change more. And you're like, yeah. Hallelujah. So, Acts chapter 1. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day. We thank you that this nation, at least the Christians that participated yesterday in this nation, have repented. We've asked for forgiveness for the sins of this nation and this country. Please forgive us. Thank you, Father, that this is a good day, a great day in the Holy Ghost, a great day in the Word. And I believe that if we will listen this morning, we will have ears to hear. Father, grant us those ears to hear, that we may hear what the Spirit is saying specifically to us and to the church at large. We receive it, and we're changed by it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I hope you're ready.
Yes, we're ready.
Sometimes you just need to get into it. That's why we stop the song a little early. We usually play it another verse or whatever, and we could take up an offering. We could have a baby baptism.
We need the Word.
But when you need to get into the Word, you need to get into the Word. And this is how we need to begin to function and flow so that we know when it's time to do what it's time to do. Did that make any sense?
Yes.
Ooh. I'm excited about it. Acts chapter 1. Verse 1. The former treaties I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began. Say began.
Began.
Say began again.
Began.
No, say began again. Ah, began. See, somebody said it. Began. Began again. Yeah. Until Jesus, and all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost, say through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. How did Jesus give commands? This was after he was raised from the dead. He was still giving commands through the Holy Ghost. After he's raised from the dead, how do you think you're going to do things after you're raised from the dead?
Through the Holy Ghost.
Where are we reading from? Acts? What kind of church are you? An Acts church. I mean, that's not the easiest thing to say, but... Right? Not an Acts church. The Acts of the Apostles church. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Now here's Jesus raised from the dead. He's with them 40 days. Say 40 days.
40 days.
He's giving commandments to them. How? Through the Holy Ghost. He's speaking to them about things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Yes.
How's he doing this? Through the Holy Ghost. Just follow me here. This is going to get good in a minute. Speaking things. Say speaking things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them. Hello? That they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. What kind of church are you? We're an Acts church. He said they, the Acts church, would be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. What kind of church are you? We're an Acts church, therefore we are baptized in the Holy Ghost church. Are you here?
Yes.
There's a lot of non-baptized in the Holy Ghost churches. They have churches. They have church written in their name. I've seen them. Church written in the name outside the door. We're a church. Well, they can't be an Acts church because they didn't obey the commandment of Jesus to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. There's only one kind of church. Are you saying they aren't Christians? I didn't say that, but I'm saying there's only one kind of church that Jesus deposited in the earth, and that's a Holy Ghost-filled church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meaning a church that is directed and led by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Jesus is our example of you being raised from the dead. Did you know that? Especially in baptism is a symbol of that. You're baptized into his death, then you're raised to a new life in Jesus Christ. When you make Jesus your Lord, you become a new creation. You're raised from the dead. Spiritually speaking, you will never die again. Your physical body will die, but you won't. The real you is going to live forever. Well, Jesus was an example here as he did things, gave commandments, spoke to people concerning the kingdom of God by the power of the Holy Ghost.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
What kind of church are we? We're a Holy Ghost church, an Acts church. Wish that was easier to say, but it's not, so I'll just keep saying it. Wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you've heard of me. John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put into his own power, but, say but, this is verse 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Do you receive power before the Holy Ghost comes on you?
No.
You receive power after the Holy Ghost comes on you. Is this right?
Yes.
So an Acts church is a powerful church.
Yes.
One that's obedient and continuing in the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. All right, go over to Acts chapter 2. Verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And I got news for you. When Jesus appeared to them for 40 days, I believe it's in the book of Luke, there were 500 people with him. Well, in the book of Acts, 120. And only the 120 does it say was in one accord, in one place. Obviously, the other ones, something happened. They fell out of discourse or whatever, and they weren't there. They could have been there. Hopefully, they came in afterwards, but they weren't there on that day when the Holy Ghost fell. They weren't in one place with one accord. Whatever, take that for whatever it is. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon two of them, the pastor and his dog. Who'd the Holy Ghost fall on?
All of them.
We're talking about the Acts chapter, right?
Yes.
And there appeared on them cloven tongues. They were all filled. Verse 4. And they were all, say all, filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. They were filled. They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So it says that the Holy Ghost came on them and started talking through them.
No.
It used their vocal cords and they started talking in a man's voice.
No.
If they were a woman.
No.
No. Is that what happened?
No,
they had to yield. And they were ready to yield because they were in one accord. And they're like, I'm going here. I'm going with this. This is what I want. I'm going with this. I'm not stopping. I'm not breaking until Jesus, until the day of Pentecost comes. Jesus told me to stay here. The man was raised from the dead, for goodness sakes. He gave me commandments by the Holy Ghost. I'm not taking off. I'm not going anywhere. Other people did. They didn't have that tenacity. And then when the Holy Ghost came, they were ready to yield to him. He came on them. They yielded and began to speak. Everyone that's been baptized in the Holy Ghost knows that's the way it is. The Holy Ghost comes on you. He gives you a prompting, an inward something, and you begin to speak it out.
Yeah.
Say, speak it out.
Speak it out.
If you don't speak it out, he's not going to. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You can have that unction. And lots of times, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost all by myself. I believe I heard Gloria Copeland preach on TV. Preached on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I said, well, I don't have that. I need that. I want that. And so I did what she said. I went up in my room, knelt down by my bed. Nobody else was there. I don't know, the dog might have been there, but he had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Knelt down by my bed, took the scriptures she told me, Luke 11, Luke 13, one of those. Luke 11. Asked the Father for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And she said that after I ask, believe I receive, and then begin to speak out whatever those things are that are coming out of you. And there I did. I did it. Shalabadosa. Kabraviste. And, you know, my language wasn't some great, glorious thing all at once. It was just a couple of yabba-dabbas or something.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
When you were born, did you come out saying, lovely, lovely dress, mother? Did you? No, you said, ah, but you said something. If a baby comes out and doesn't say something, something's wrong. You spank him again.
No.
The first thing, welcome to the world. Whack! People get mad at me when I say that's the kind of greeters we should have at the door. That's how you were greeted when you came into the world. Spankers, not greeters. But it's not some big scary thing that people, you know, you don't have to work up anything.
No.
Say you don't have to.
You don't have
work
to.
Up. Anything. You just have to yield. How many of you were filled all by yourself somewhere else? Nobody was laying hands on you. Nobody did it. You were filled by yourself. Look at that. Most of us. Isn't that amazing? You know you got it from God. You didn't get it from some hairy preacher. Sweaty, hairy preacher. Ew. You're not really sure what you got. Are you here? Well, I'm having fun. Glory be to God forever. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and the implication here is they began to speak. Now, what does the word began mean? They started. The beginning is not the end. Is it? Is the beginning the end? All right, quickly go to Philippians 1:6. Yay, God. God's a good God.
Yes.
Who? Philippians, you there?
Yes.
Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it. What? The good work that was begun in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You know what that says to me, Rich? Is that as long as I've received the Holy Ghost and I began to speak, he's not going to not give me an unction.
Right.
Is that English? He's not going to not give me an unction until the day of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's why that unction's always there. You can pray in tongues all day, every day, get up the next day, and it's still there.
Yeah.
To speak. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you ready for the word of the Lord? This is what God told me to say to you this morning. And to me, too. I take all this stuff personally. Don't take it so personally. No, I take everything personally.
Yeah.
you underestimate the power of praying in tongues. You underestimate the power of praying in tongues. You got to understand, coming from my perspective, I'm like, goodness, God, I underestimate the power. I mean, I preach on this. I've preached whole series on this. Whole series on praying in tongues, the value of praying in tongues. And he's telling me that I underestimate the power of praying in tongues. It's just a smack upside the head. Who gets to change? If he says that, then I underestimate the power of praying in tongues. Estimate means you make it less important than it really is. You give a low value of worth to it. And you'll see a lot of people, they'll get baptized in the Holy Ghost, and they'll say their Yabba Dabba for 10 minutes, and that's it, and they never do it again because they don't give any value to it. They don't see any value. Wow. We underestimate the power. Now remember, Jesus said you're going to receive power after the Holy Ghost comes on. Well, after the Holy Ghost came on them, what did they do? They began, they began to speak. After the Holy Ghost came on them, they began to speak. We're underestimating the power of speaking in tongues. That's where the power's at. That's where the power's at. That's where the power's at.
Hallelujah.
Why'd you say that three times louder? Because I felt like I had to. Woo! Glory be to God forever. He continued. He said, he, the Holy Ghost, God is endeavoring to establish you. He's endeavoring to establish the kingdom in you. Remember, they asked him, what about the kingdom? What about the kingdom? He was with him for 40 days. He obviously couldn't get across all about the kingdom. The kingdom's inside you. The kingdom's coming. They couldn't understand that. But now that the Holy Ghost came, he's giving you power. Say power.
Power.
To be established in the kingdom.
Glory.
It might not mean that much to you now, but hang on a second. If you're established in God's kingdom, are you established in sickness and disease? Are you established in poverty? Are you established in confusion? Yes, I'm established in confusion. Well, the power of the Holy Ghost through you praying in the Spirit and speaking in tongues will clear your mind of all that garbage. Will establish your mind in the kingdom of God, which is soundness. He's endeavoring to establish you. Now, you got to get this because this blew me away when he spoke this to me. It might not blow you away. You're like, that's obvious. I knew that. It blew me away. You ready for this? Watch how I get blown away. Speaking in tongues. This was the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't know if you have a good differentiation. I really can't go here because people get really wacky and confused with this. But the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. He has a voice. He's a leader. He guides you. He does stuff. And you get more familiar with him. And you're praying in the Spirit a lot. You know when he's talking to you.
That's right.
I've had the Lord Jesus talk to me. You know, and the Father bears witness. There's all these things. But when the Holy Ghost talks, he has his own unique individual voice. Did you know that? He's a person. He's in the earth.
That's right.
He tells me, speaking in tongues was my idea. Wasn't the Father's idea? Wasn't Jesus' idea? It's the Holy Ghost's idea.
Hallelujah.
It's my idea.
Hallelujah.
He's God in the earth today. It's his idea. Think about it. It's got to be his idea. I mean, it's like, I mean, you can take it on two levels and go, well, no kidding. Or you can go, that makes so much sense. Here's the Holy Ghost. He's got to get you into the kingdom. He's got to get you established in everything God's called you to. This is his idea. We going to go with him, or are we going to go with some other flaky plan we came up with?
No.
It's not my idea. It doesn't even make sense to me half the time. Why am I saying a bunch of words that I don't even know what it means? Why? Well, when you start to dig into the reasons of what speaking does, and speaking from your spirit into the earth, and speaking God's word directly from Him without your doubt and unbelief. He's able to speak His kingdom into your world. And we don't give it enough value. That's where the power's at. It's His idea. He came up with it. He designed it. He figured it out. The all-knowing God who's in the earth, it's His job. Did you know that? It's the Holy Ghost's job to lead you. It's the Holy Ghost's job to make you a success. It's the Holy Ghost's job to comfort you and counsel you and help you and establish you and put you where you're supposed to be and make it all good. Well, we all know there are things that just aren't all good right now. Right? No, it's all good, brother. All good. Oh, you liar. Is that a faith confession? Fine. We all know we're all people. We all get up in the morning and put pants on or skirts or something. And if you're a man putting a skirt on, you got a problem. You need to pray in tongues more. Right? This is God's idea. It's His plan. Do you get that? Do you fathom what that means? Here's God in the earth today. He says, I've got to figure out a way. It's now my responsibility. Let's say you come into a new job. He's the executor now on the earth with a new job. He's got to get the church where it's supposed to be, filled with the kind of power it's supposed to have, get the job done. It's His job to get the job done. And He comes up with this idea. If I can get them to speak my words. Now, I could do that with some people. If I could get them to speak my words, I could change their life. I'll come, I'll ride on your back. And I'll whisper in your ear, say I'm healed. Yeah, but I feel sick. Say I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. Riding around on your back. See you picture this? You're like, get off my back, brother. Looks like we're not going to make it at the end of the month. No, say this. My God supplies all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And then you say it. And I say it again. My God supplies all my needs according. If I could ride your back, how many want that? We'll sign up in the back. We'll do it a week at a time. We'll design some kind of funky backpack you can wear around with me in it. You got to feed me, though. Do you get that? I could literally change your life. I knew that even young in the ministry. There were certain people, they'd come up to me and they'd have issues and problems. And I knew that if I could just go and live with them, and they would listen to me, and they would say what I told them to say, and think what I told them, but I can't do that. You understand? I can't do that. I wish I could do that, but I can't do that. I can't make anybody say what they're supposed to say. And neither can God, you know. And that's the one problem. Say the one problem. That's the one problem God has. He can be in you. He can be prompting you. He can be riding your back. And you still refuse to say what He's telling you to say. What did He tell them to say on the day of Acts, on the day of Pentecost? He told them to say tongues. He told them to speak His words, because He can do one better. He can get you to say something that's even beyond your understanding. You have a situation, a problem, you don't know what to do about it. But He does. So He thinks, okay, this is my idea. I will go inside them and live in them, and I will give them unction to say what I'm saying all day, every day. You can wake up in the middle of the night and begin speaking His words over your situation. Some of you need to do this. Some of you need to take your wallet out and speak tongues into it. Your car, whatever it is. Everything responds to words in the earth. It's made out of words. It'll respond to your words in faith, but it'll respond in power. Say in power. When you speak in tongues over your family, over your finances, over your physical body. Is this any good?
Yes.
Shoo, this is God's idea. And he's endeavoring to establish you. And this is his way. He didn't, you know, he could have come up with any other way. Right? Could have come up with a bubblegum way. We'll all be in unity if we stick bubblegum on everybody and we all stick together. With a bubblegum, I mean, you could come up with any way. But this is his way. He came with up with it. He knows. He's really, really, really smart. And in comparison to us, super smart. He said, this is the way of power. This is a way of establishing you. Are you ready for this? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm excited about it. Shanto breve delle cusa. You underestimate the power of praying in tongues. You think it's less important than it really is. First Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 6. Howbeit we, say we, speak. Say we speak.
We speak.
Who's speaking?
We are.
We speaking. Right? Who's speaking? Me speaking, we speaking. We do the speaking. Say, I do the speaking. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom, which God, hello, God ordained before the world unto our glory. God the Holy Ghost came up with this. He ordained this before the world for your glory. For whose glory? Don't get lost here. Whose glory did he do this for? The speaking of this mystery. The speaking of this wisdom. Us speaking is for our glory. To establish us in that glory. How many of you want to be established in glory? And this doesn't mean when you die and go to heaven. This means now. It's ordained. It's the way to be, this God-ordained way for you to be established in all the glory that God has for you. Are you here?
Yes. Yeah.
Praise God. Woo. This is good news. Yes. This isn't bad news. This is the good news.
Good news.
I always preach the good news.
Yes. Praise God.
Sometimes it sounds bad. I know, but it's not always bad. If I say, I got to take this stick out of your eye, that sounds bad. I don't want that. Here, bite this bullet. Oh, thanks. That really helps. But once it's out, it's good. The end result was good. Okay. Whew. Go down to verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Is this good? The Spirit of God comes to us. God gave us the Spirit so that we could know the things that are freely given to us of God. How many people do you know all the things that are freely given to you of God? Are you, I mean, a real knowledge?
No, we don't. Not yet.
Which means, are you walking in it? I mean, we all have head knowledge. Yes, I believe the Lord wants me to be healed. I believe the Lord wants me to be prosperous. I believe the Lord wants me to whatever, have all my family say, all this stuff. We believe this. We believe the Bible is promising us that. All the promises of God are yes and amen. We receive not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things. Have actual knowledge, meaning I know it, I live in that. The things that are freely given to us of God. How? What's the very next verse?
Yeah.
Which things we speak. It's the Holy Ghost method. You are to speak those things. Now, you know being here that we teach you to go and speak the things that the Word says you can have. But he says you're speaking mysteries about things you can't even possibly know about. It's beyond your knowledge. Those are the things you're speaking. You're speaking things.
Speaking things.
How many of you want the things? The way to have the things is to speak the things. If you don't speak the things, you can't have it. I wish I could knock on people's heads in the church, not here, but in most of the church, and say, you can't have the things without God's method, without speaking the things. If God set it up this way, are we going to get it some other way? No, then we've got to have this. I knew it when I went up in my room and said, I got to have this. God says this is that's the next step for a Christian. Well, I'm a Christian. I got to do this. I got to have the Holy Ghost. I got to speak in other tongues. And I'm going to do it all day, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. Because this is what he says. Why? Because I'm establishing things. And you know if you're here, you've been here long enough, how long should you at least be speaking those things every day? 1 hour a day. And I know that's not easy. How many of you have to take the time? Otherwise, it doesn't happen. How many, you know, you get up in the morning and the day just keeps going. You wish you could, like, put a nail in the clock. Yeah. It doesn't work. It just goes. And every day, I don't know about yesterday, it went. Whether I tried to stop it or not, you have to make up your mind, I'm going to do this. But see, people don't make up their mind they're going to do it because they don't see the value of it. You've got to see the value of it. You underestimate the power of speaking in tongues. You mean if I can speak in tongues for a minimum of an hour a day, but if I can speak in tongues over my finances, I will see power working in my finances? I can't tell you how much I mean that. I can have power in my family? If you speak in tongues? Yeah. The power will get in there. It'll go all over them like tongues. Like tongues of fire. You want tongues of fire in your situation? Yeah. You're going to have to put them there.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Who?
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Yay, God, you're good. Did I tell you to look at something? Now, verse 12. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak. Who speak?
We speak.
If you don't speak the things, I'm telling you, Ron, God's given you the Holy Ghost unction to speak the things you need. We think we know the things we need, but he's given you the unction to speak those things, and those things will establish you in the glory you're called to be in.
Yes.
Why would it be that way? It doesn't make sense to my head. That's one reason it's that way. Because if everything made sense to your head, you wouldn't do it by faith, and you wouldn't do it by the Holy Ghost. You know, if we could just work up a prophecy by ourselves and make it all sound good, then it would be, you know, we would do that. Right? But we're reliant on him. Remember, this is his method. This is his way. Another verse of scripture, you can just write this down, Isaiah 28:11, which says that it's his way. He came up with it. I won't go there because that's not really the crux of this message. Hallelujah. Go to Colossians 1:26. God's good. You all are doing wonderfully this morning. Good job. Whoo. Come to receive, come to believe, come to pull,
yes.
Participate, bring your supply.
Yes.
Colossians 1, verse 26. Wait, hang, hold your place there. We're going to read this. Go back to Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Hold your place there. 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God, for no man understands him. Well, if no man understands him, are you no man? Are you a man? Are you a woman? You don't understand it either. All right? No man. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. Who's speaking? The person is speaking. The Holy Ghost will never come on you and make you say something.
That's right.
He will give you stronger or lesser unctions. Right?
Yes.
How many of you have very strong unctions in the Holy Ghost? It's like, but you still had to speak it.
Yes.
And other times you just have just a light something, light and fluffy. He's trying to get across something light and fluffy to you. I like the light and fluffy things. But I also like the tough things.
Yes.
Lord of God, Shaka Mahandai. We men like the tougher, stronger tongues. I've prayed in some seemingly sissy-sounding tongues many times. I tried to do it in my closet. But there's a whole variety. How many of you know that, that the life you live, there's a whole variety of things? Is this not right?
Yes.
What, is life all the same thing?
No.
Everything's gray
and
bland and... we're going to work now. Everybody's wearing the same thing. Everybody, what is this, communism?
No.
Life is full of variety and variance, and every one of our life is different. And this is why the Holy Ghost, say the Holy Ghost, came up with this idea for you to speak in tongues. I can't speak in tongues for you. You need to speak in tongues and have him go out into your life. Your life and all the variety of your life. And straighten it up and make it wonderful. Make it glorious.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
People call you up on the phone. How you doing? Glory.
Glory.
Woo.
Yay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Did you get back over there? Colossians 1:26. Even the mystery. Say mystery.
Mystery.
Now what were we doing? We were speaking the mystery. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. You're speaking the mystery. Look, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now, say now, is made manifest. How's it made manifest? By speaking. If you don't speak, it won't be made manifest.
Right.
If you don't speak, it won't be made manifest.
Yes.
That should be enough impetus to say, I've got to speak. I've got to speak, and I've got to do it on a regular basis. He will give every child of God the unction. Did you know that?
Yes.
The gift is for the church.
Yes.
The gift is for every child of God.
Yes.
It's not for the world. It's been hidden from the world. Oh, you're a Christian, you think you're better than the world. There, I don't even think of I am. I know I am.
Amen.
Deal with that.
That's right.
And watch me. Why are you better in everything? Watch me. Why am I better? Flito sobra hate cabra hese.
That's
why. What was that? What was that? That was the Holy Ghost.
That's the Holy Ghost.
I was speaking his words. He rides my back. I say what he says, and it works. Watch. It's going to work. I'll speak to that situation. Bro,
right.
Seta pala kete.
Yes.
Now, here's a trick. Say, he's going to show me a trick. How many of you ever heard of John, Mark 11, 23 and 24?
Yes.
When you speak. This is the first sermon I preached, Lynn.
Amen.
What's Mark 11, 23 and 24 say?
Oh.
He that speaks to the mountain, whosoever, say whosoever.
Whosoever,
whosoever shall speak to the mountain, say thou, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have. He shall have whatsoever he says. What is he going to have? He's
going to
have whatsoever he says. Well, I realized at an early age, I can believe that the tongues I'm saying over whatever I'm speaking over are doing something and going to come to pass, and I will have whatsoever I say. So I'm putting my faith behind my tongue.
Yes, I am. Praise God.
That's a massive revelation.
Yes.
If you can ever get a hold of that. Because we can declare things. We can say, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Sickness, get out of that body. Poverty, get off of that situation. Money, come into this account.
Yeah.
We're doing that. We're saying what we need to say. But our understanding only goes so far. Yes. So after we say what we're going to say by releasing our faith,
yes,
as soon as that word comes out of my mouth, I believe it's coming to pass.
I believe it's coming to pass.
That's right. That's
right. Now I'm going to speak the Holy Ghost's words over it. And I'm going to believe with every fiber of my being that those words I said are coming to pass.
Coming to pass.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God.
Shaka Mahandai. Well, that was just, you know, that was an added benefit. Even the mystery, verse 26 again, even the mystery, we're speaking it, which has been hidden from ages, from generations, but now is made manifest to the saints. How's it going to be made manifest?
By speaking.
Will it be made manifest if we don't speak?
No.
I mean, you could get a certain degree manifested in somebody's life by you praying over them. But it will never come to full manifestation. It'll never come to full manifestation until you begin to speak.
That's right.
You speak those things over your life. It's your life, pal.
That's right.
Right?
That's right?
You can't go up before God and have him, you know, and he's going to say, John, what about this guy's life? No, he's going to ask you, what'd you do? What'd you do with your tongue all day?
That's right.
Well, I yelled and cussed and screamed and... Well, how'd that work out for you? Want to yell and cuss and scream? Do it in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can't cuss. Comes out sounding good. Right? Lee, I'm not jumping on your toes. I'm all over my toes. I live in my toes, by the way. So do you. I don't live in your toes. I can't speak for you. All right, even the mystery. Yay! Even the mystery which has been hidden from ages, from generations, but now is made manifest to who? This is the mystery. It was this great mystery. Jesus couldn't even tell the disciples about it until the Holy Ghost came on. I can't even tell you what's going to happen. The Holy Ghost came on, they just got it. Ran with it. Began. And he that began the good work is going to continue the good work. Who began it? Who began it on the book of Acts?
The
Holy Ghost began it. He's going to continue it. You just got to get in line. That's why today the tongues never ceased. That would be a default of Scripture. The earth would have imploded long ago if tongues ceased. Because that would have meant God wasn't doing what he said he was going to do. He's going to continue. He began it. He's going to continue it until the day. So just hook up. Just hook up. Whoo. Hallelujah. God's a good God. Wow, you guys sound like you believe in speaking in tongues. Really? Verse 27. To whom God... Well, let me read 26 again. I keep getting stuck here. Pray for me. So I go all the way to verse 27. Even the mystery, verse 26, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest unto his saints, to whom, I might run before I finish this, to whom God would, say would, what's another word for would? Wills, he would do this, he wants to, he would do this. If he could, he would. Basically what it means. To whom God would make known. Oh my goodness. He wants to. He wills to. The Holy Ghost's plan is to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery. Where does he want to do it? Among the Gentiles. He wants to have you a peculiar people. He wants to take you and raise you up above all the other people and go, look, this is my man. Look, this is my woman. Look at them. He wants to do that. He's endeavoring to establish you in all the glories of the kingdom. And his method is for you to speak those mysteries and continue to speak those mysteries until it's established.
Praise God.
He will rise you up to the top.
Praise God.
cream to the top.
Praise God.
A cork to the top.
Praise God.
You can go down in the very depths of the ocean and put a cork down there. What's it going to do?
Right.
It's going to give up, brother. It's too deep. Doesn't matter how deep and dark and hopeless. It will always rise to the top.
Always
and
rise.
God's method is what? To speak His words. Did you know that? I mean, if you could just get that. His method is to speak His words.
Yes.
You go find His words on healing, just speak His words. You find His words on prosperity, just speak His words. I don't understand it. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Just speak it. Just say what He's saying.
Say what He's saying.
But the power, say the power.
The power.
Are you here? Did you get enough?
Yes.
Are you the power to bring all of that to pass is when you speak in other tongues.
Hallelujah.
Because the power comes after you speak.
Hallelujah.
It follows after. Hallelujah. You speak, the power follows after.
Praise God.
Speak, 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 speak. Power, 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 power.
Hallelujah.
You got power dog in you, brother.
Hallelujah.
Riding your back. What's on your back? Power.
Power.
Ah, Shaka Mahandai. It's my power pack.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Flamethrower. Shadabahate.
Praise God.
Right?
Praise God. Praise God.
It's my tongue's flamethrower.
Praise God.
Let me see your wallet. Shalabujandehe
kuhaha.
Praise God.
This is God's method. This is God's way. You know, we have a good time in this and saying it, you know, but other people just don't get. Just give it up. Why are you trying to figure it out? Just do what God said. Just do it. Yes. Just do what God says.
That's right.
He said He's going to give you the unction when you believe. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you. You said Jesus would send the Holy Ghost. So Jesus, send asking for the Holy Ghost. Send the Holy Ghost to me right now. I receive you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And right then, when you do that, the Holy Ghost will begin giving you an unction. Something will be like something coming up in your throat here.
Yeah.
Speak it out.
Yeah.
Speak it out.
Praise.
I would say probably most Christians have had that unction at one time or another, and they really didn't know what to do with it. Well, you know what to do with it now. You have to speak it out.
Speak it out.
And you know what I thought? It was not as nearly as dramatic as I thought it was supposed to be. Much more dramatic now that I yield and I've learned how to yield and yield my tongue and just keep going. It gets much more dramatic, more power. Say more power.
More power.
But when I first started speaking, you know what it sounded like to me, Carlene? It seemed, you ever just say stupid things to your cat? So stupid things to your dog?
Yeah.
Oh, Suki, Buki, something like that, you know? Oh, you're a smoochy, goochy, blah, 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 blah. That's what my mind related it to that. Because you don't know what smooky bookie means, do you? Were you praying in tongues over your cat? No. But you do it in faith. You begin in faith. And that's what, honestly, I'm just telling you, from my experience, that's what it sounded like. It was not an overwhelming thing. Oh, Lord God, smooky bookie. No, you know, it was not like that. I had to yield. And how many of you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And your mind will tell you all kinds of stuff. Tell your flaky head to shut up. You shut up, because this is what the Word says, and He knows more than I do. If I have to begin with Smooky Bookie, then I'm going to continue because the Word said so. And you're going to do it in faith. It's that simple. You know, and people make a big complex thing out of it. It's really not. I mean, come on, we're talking with fishermen. We're talking with you and me. We're not going to get everything high and intellectual. We simply have to yield our member. Our member, our tongue, we yield our body. That's true spiritual worship, is when you submit your body. And the number one member of your body is your tongue. I heard somebody say this. I'll just throw it out there for all you intellectuals. It's the only member that's inside and out at the same time. Because we have it's our muscle, it's an organ, it's a part of our body, it's a part of our member that's inside our body, and we have the ability to stick it out at the same time. I'm not going to do that because it's considered rude. But what we're doing is we're taking the inside and using it to come to the outside.
Yes.
It's so godly.
It's so godly.
And it's so ungodly to use it in the opposite direction.
Yes.
to speak evil. That's why he says, how can you speak evil, salt water and fresh water? You can't. That's why we got to go all one way. Go all one way. Right?
Yeah.
It's not easy. I'm telling you, it's not easy. In the natural, when you're in the world and stuff, because you want to say other things. But that's a really good time to just pray in tongues. Really good time to say, you know, I don't really have anything good to say. So I'm going to yield to my power pack on my back. Forgive me, Holy Ghost. I'm not trying to be sacrilegious. But that's I'll yield to him and let him give me the right words to say. Or just don't say anything at all. You remember your mother saying that?
Yes.
You don't have anything good to say? Well, don't say anything at all, you goofball. She probably didn't say goofball. Maybe she did. Mine probably came with a smack attached to it. Oh, Jesus is Lord. I hope you're getting something out of this. You going to let me read that one more time? Verse 26, 27. And we'll start at 26. Even the mystery which we're speaking, which has been hid from generations and ages, but now, say now, now is made manifest to us, to whom God would make known what is the riches of his glory. He wants to make it known to you. It's his method. We have to just yield to his method. He will make it known to us. If we yield to his method, he will make it known to us. He will make it known to us.
Praise God.
Scripture.
Yes.
Is this not scripture?
Yes.
Quickly, we're almost done here. I hope you're getting something out of this. Philippians chapter 4, just a book in front of Colossians. Philippians chapter 4. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord. Whew. Verse 9.
Those things,
which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Well, we learned something from Paul about speaking in tongues. We received something from Paul about speaking in tongues. We heard something from Paul about speaking in tongues. Right over in Colossians, he wrote this. If you read it, it says the epistle of Paul to the Colossians. And seen in me, do. You going to obey the scripture? What you've heard and seen in Paul, we're going to do. And the God of peace will be with you. You ready for this? Quickly go back to 1 Corinthians, and we'll end here. 1 Corinthians, chapter 14. Yay, God!
Woo!
This is exciting. Verse 18. I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than you all. Who said this?
Paul.
He had more revelation than anyone in his day. He had a lot of power. Why do you think? Because he spoke in tongues more than anyone else. When you can say, how come you've got so much of the kingdom of God and the glory of God on your life? It's because you've spoken in tongues more than other people.
Amen.
You've allowed the Holy Ghost to manifest his kingdom more than other people. Is it really like that, brother? Yes, it is really like that. It's really like that. That's why, you know, every person in this church that calls himself a society member, you should be speaking in tongues at least an hour a day. That's a minimum. Minimum? Yeah, minimum. Nobody's cutting you off there. I know that if I got situations coming up, if I got a problem and I know it's heading my way, I've got my scriptures and I'm saying them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm saying my scriptures that deal with that situation. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Any tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be proven wrong. And then I'll go, Flesson, Brazige, Lequaza. I'll take off for an hour in tongues. And then I'll go back and I'll say it again. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Any tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be proven wrong. Ela krenige, manasute.
Yes.
What am I doing? I'm yielding to the Word and the Spirit. I'm yielding to the Word and the Spirit. What am I going to have manifest in my life? The Word and the Spirit. You can't talk me out of it. I've seen it happen too many times. I know it works. It works. It works. It works. And God will work for you if you'll work with Him. You want Him on your side. You want His power on your side. We're going to do this all together and for the sake of people that will be watching online. Because I believe, you know, I see the statistics sometimes and there's more people watching online than we even have in here. How could that be? And the other thing is that when you take it, put this on a CD, it can go out and it continues.
That's right.
I can preach this message once. Someone can listen to it 5 years from now. Someone could put it out at the Goodwill and somebody pick it up for a buck and a half or whatever. And they go home and get filled with the Holy Ghost. Because
they heard
and received, just like I did. Gloria Copeland was not in my room when I received. And she wasn't, it wasn't even live when she was on, when it was on TV. It was probably taped weeks before. Yet I heard the Word. Say, I heard the Word. And then I acted on the Word. And I received Word in the Spirit every time. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to lead you through receiving the Holy Ghost. And then at the end of it, you will have received the Holy Ghost. Say at the end of this prayer, I will have received the Holy Ghost. And then you're going to yield your member, your tongue to Him and just begin speaking those words. Just begin speaking them out. Well, brother, I've already done it. I know. So what? I'm going to get filled again.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I get filled again.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Hey, I got baptized 3 times. I don't think it took the first time or the second time. And the third time, I knew what I was doing. It took me a few times. Well, isn't that weird? No, I just wasted water. That's all it did.
That's right.
Right? It took me a few times. When I got saved, it took me a few times to really know what. And when I finally knew what I had to do, when I finally had the scripture on it, and I thought this because the devil was bugging me. Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't really get saved because you would be thinking this, or you didn't get saved because of that. You have this feeling. You didn't get saved because of that. I finally went to the Word and says, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. I found that Word and I said, you know what? And I've been saved for probably 2-3 years. But my mind was all still not renewed. And the devil was just picking on me all the time. His favorite game. And I took that scripture, and I was staying with my grandmother down in Florida at the time, because I was about ready to go to Rhema and all this other stuff. And I took that scripture, and I said, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to just do this scripture, because the devil can't argue with the scripture if you do it. And I went out and it says, if I confess the Lord Jesus, that He's my Lord before men, then He will confess me before the Father.
Yeah.
So I went out to my grandmother. She didn't know what was going on. And I just said, Grandma, you know, I'm so glad that Jesus is my Lord. And she said, oh, that's nice, dear. That's nice. You want a cookie? She didn't know what was going on. But that day settled it for me. The devil could argue. He couldn't bother me anymore. I'm like, shut up, devil. You just take your bag of garbage and get out of here. Because I've got scripture on it. I did the Word. I'm saved whether I feel like it, look like it, act like it. Same thing which we can do now. When you the evidence. Would you let me read one more scripture? Hallelujah. I believe it's in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 10. Yay, God. Verse 46. Let's begin at verse 44. Acts chapter 10, verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 46, for they heard. them speak with tongues and magnify God. How did they know that the Holy Ghost fell on them? Because they twitched? Because they glowed? Because they were happy? No, it's because they heard them speak with tongues. It's the evidence. And once you have the evidence, this is why I'm sharing this with you. Once you have the evidence and you can hear yourself speaking these tongues, the devil can never talk you out of it unless you let him. Now that's, you're just saying schmooky mooky. No, I said schmooky mooky in faith because the Holy Ghost is telling me to say schmooky mooky. Might want me to raise a dog farm or something. No, I'm kidding. All right? Glory be to God forever.
Amen.
God's a good God. Father, in Jesus' name, we're gonna pray. Father, I pray for the people right now. According to your word, especially in the book of Acts, you said they prayed that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Right now, we pray that people that hear this message, even people here today and hear this message on tape and on video and online, would receive the Holy Ghost by the power of the Spirit, by receiving the word and acting on it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for all of those people right now. Now, everyone say this. Everyone that wants to receive the Holy Ghost, simply raise your hand up and say this. Jesus, you said that you would send the Holy Ghost. I ask you to send me the Holy Ghost right now. He is in the earth today, and I receive him. Holy Ghost, I receive you. In Jesus' name. So right now, the Holy Ghost, you have received the Holy Ghost. Now he's beginning to give you unction. Now just raise your voice and begin to speak those unctions that are coming out of your inner man right now. O sole, radute, cambaso, vibracious. Give them, Father, a wonderful unction and a wonderful language. Thank you. Yes, soteba, lozinde. Let your ears hear those words. That's the evidence. Los cabatende, abruzo te de que bovrusas, lestongenis, bastagede. You've got to speak it. Just yield to those words. Speak them out. Hallelujah. That's the beginning right there. The beginning. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever.